Welcome to the White Paper. This isn't just another tech podcast. This is where we pull back the curtain on emerging technology and blockchain, where we don't just talk about the future, we break it down before it happens. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker, a venture capitalist out of Tulsa, Oklahoma. But before that, I was the guy in the shadows investigating corporate fraud, embezzlement, and intellectual property theft for Fortune 500 companies. For over 17 years, I tracked hidden assets, exposed fraud rings, and worked alongside federal agencies, district attorneys, vice units, and more, all in the pursuit of the truth. And that's what this podcast is about, truth. In the White Paper, we cut through all the noise, break down blockchain, and make sense of the tech that's changing our world. No jargon, no hype, just real conversations about how emerging technology is impacting business, finance, and everyday life. I'm here to bring clarity where there's confusion and to speak in plain truth, because in Oklahoma, we say what we mean and we mean what we say. So buckle up. The future's coming fast. Let's make sense of it together. Welcome back to the White Paper. I'm your host, Nicklin Decker. And today, we're doing something different. This isn't emerging tech. This isn't defense modeling. This is something deeper, something foundational. Because for the first time ever, we're going to show you the legal framework that could permanently change how the church funds its mission without compromising tax-exempt status, constitutional integrity, or its spiritual identity. It's called the Steward's Mandate, and it's the first doctrine of its kind. Now, this mandate has peer review requested by the IRS Exempt Organizations Division, Harvard Law, ECFA, and the U.S. Senate Finance Committee. And here's why. For the first time, churches can legally build passive income portfolios, hold equity in companies, and generate mission-aligned capital that outpaces inflation. All without losing their exemption under 501c3. In a world where giving is down and inflation is up, the church needs more than hope. It needs structure. This isn't hypothetical. It is structured, defensible, implementable. And today, starting today, it's real. So let's talk about the state of the storehouse. Context. Since 2020, churches across the United States have seen a sharp decline in traditional giving. Weekly tithes are down. Inflation is up. And the margin for mission has disappeared. Right now, most churches are running month to month, hoping the offering plate covers payroll, let alone outreach, missions, or capital growth. And it's not because pastors are mismanaging money. It's because the model is outdated. We've been trying to sustain eternal impact using temporary income. And we've been afraid to step into the realm of capital because we've been told it's risky, worldly, or non-compliant. But what if none of that is true? Here's what most people don't see. When disaster strikes, whether it's a wildfire in California, a flood in North Carolina, or a shooting in New Orleans, it's the church that people turn to. Not FEMA, not the city council, the church. According to Dr. Eric Scalise of Hope for the Heart, nearly 80% of people reach out to a pastor or a church leader first when facing trauma or loss. But here's the crisis. Only 15% of counselors nationwide are faith-based. That means the church is being asked to carry the emotional and spiritual burden of a nation without the financial model to sustain it. The offering plate can't carry that weight, not anymore. Whether it's a rural Pentecostal church or an urban Anglican parish, the call is exactly the same. The church is the front line, and it's time we started funding it that way. We need a new model, one that's structurally sound, legally defensible, and theologically faithful. One that equips the church to stand tall when the headlines fade and the grief remains. This isn't a pitch, it's a mandate. And that's what the steward's mandate was built for. Because I'm not just calling pastors, I'm calling the entire church. It's time we stepped onto the field. Now, imagine this. A church doesn't just receive tithes, it receives equity. A business owner, maybe a member of the church, donates 10% of their company. That company earns $1 million a year. That means the church, without lifting a finger, receives $100,000 annually in passive income. And if the company grows, so does the church's income. Just faithful governance of what God has already placed in their hands. This isn't Wall Street faith. This is kingdom strategy designed to multiply what's already in your hand. That's what the steward's mandate unlocks. It defines a new category, sanctified capital. Enterprise-backed revenue governed by the church, structured within law, and stewarded for the kingdom. Now, let's get specific. This isn't about loopholes. This is about lawful structure. We built a full legal framework grounded in IRS Section 501c3, the unrelated business income tax provisions under Sections 511 through 514, Revenue Ruling 98-15, the Redlands Surgical Services case, and the IRS's own church audit protections under Section 7611. From that, from all of that, we designed what we call the firewall governance model, a compliance shield where the churches can form C-Corps, LLCs, or charitable trusts, hold equity, and distribute profits back to the church without violating exemption. None inurement, no private benefit, no loss of status. Because compliance isn't compromise. It's conviction and action. This is how the church enters the world of capital without being owned by it. So I hear what you're all saying, the economics behind it. So here's the economic case. Right now, your church's donations are losing value. Every year inflation climbs, your buying power shrinks. But equity doesn't just hold value, it grows. If a business the church owns grows by 5% a year, so does your passive income. In 10 years, that same gift isn't worth what it was. It's worth more. And when you pool equity gifts from multiple members into a single diversified fund, you've just built an endowment, an investment engine that funds your mission permanently. Now, this is where it gets exciting. Here's the kicker of all this. It's not just tax efficient. It's inflation resistance. Because if the mission is eternal, the funding model should be too. And this isn't just financial protection. It's long-term sovereignty for the kingdom. So what does this actually unlock, Nick? What does this mean? It means that churches can fund new buildings without fundraising. Missions teams that don't have to wait for grants. Single moms who get help before the crisis, not after. Staff that are cared for, not stretched to the edge. Vision that expands instead of contracts. And most importantly, churches don't have to choose between spiritual authority and financial survival. This is what happens when we move from reactive budgeting to governed multiplication. Because when the church governs well, people flourish, vision multiplies, and heaven gets a little closer to each and every one of us. This isn't just a thesis. It's a stewardship doctrine. And it answers the question. And that question is, how do we govern what God has given us without violating the law, the word, or public trust? And it does it without fear. No compromise, no gray area, no spiritual bypass, just structure, sanctity, and truth. Because when stewardship becomes structure, the church doesn't just survive, it leads. The steward's mandate, it's now live on SSRN. It's fully open source. It's legally backable. And it's ready for implementation today. If you've ever asked, what would it look like for the church to fund its mission without compromise or burnout? This, today, is your answer. Thank you for listening to the white paper, this special edition. Today, we brought you a first-in-field legal doctrine, a constitutionally protected investment model, and a future-forward approach to church finance. And thank you. Thank you for trusting me with this. If you want to read the full paper, check the link in the description. Or head to ssrn.com and search The Steward's Mandate by Nicklin Decker. Next episode, we resume set 2, where we showcase NATRA, the United States' new ground infrastructure for traffic control and economic sustainability. But today was about stewardship and what happens when the church says, yes, Lord, we will govern what you have given us well. This is the white paper, and this is just the beginning.